They're calling it England's Amityville. There is a family that desperately needs our help.
After everything we've seen, there isn't much that rattles either of us anymore. But this one still haunts me.
She's such a good girl. What's there wrong with her?
An oppressing spirit will try to force you to commit the ultimate sin.
And what's that?
Murder, suicide, or both.
Okay, here's the deal. James Wan returns to the world of horror with the sequel to his 2013 hit, The Conjuring. This new film follows Ed and Lorraine Warren as they travel to England to investigate a case of demonic possession. They must determine if there is, in fact, an evil spirit at work and try to help save the family. There's a lot of great elements in The Conjuring 2, and Wan shows us he's still a master of deliberate and composed horror filmmaking. The movie is a little more Hollywood than the visceral feel of its predecessor, which really seemed like it could happen. This makes the movie a little more in line with Wan's other horror entries like Insidious and its sequel, but that's good company to keep. For a bold cinematic experience with some nice scares, The Conjuring 2 certainly works. The Conjuring 2 gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.